Remember when Trump fired Comey for the Russian election interference case? Jim Comey was one of the most vilified men of the 2016 election. The Democrats thought he tanked the Hillary Clinton campaign when he reopened the email case against her because copies of some of her emails were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Only a few days before the election, she was cleared by the FBI, but lost 3 to 5 points after they reopened it. She did not have enough time to recover. It was always about her damn emails, and the Trump campaign made them the center point. But it wasn't until Trump asked for Russia's assistance on live TV that the FBI ears finally perked up.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
When Trump figured out that the FBI was looking into his campaign, he protested very loudly that it was a Russian hoax and he was only joking. One of his many ways of backpedaling. But he continued with fear and paranoia of being investigated himself that he carried it into the Oval Office with him. Shortly after taking office, Trump would harass on the phone Comey, asking over and over, was he under investigation? Not his campaign, but him personally. Comey, being the Boy Scout he was, tried to be professional and keep his distance. During a meet and greet at the White House, he tried to blend into the curtains, but Trump saw him and called him out. Comey awkwardly crossed the room and shook his hand. Trump whispered into his ear, "I really look forward to working with you." After phone calls, Trump's paranoia resorted to a dinner with Comey, where he asked Comey for his loyalty. Comey said that he couldn't give him that, but said he would always be honest with him. Not happy with that answer, Trump would humiliate and publicly fire Comey on May 9, 2017, only 4 months into his term. I remember getting the news alert on my phone and then watched live as Comey was in LA and he was boarding the jet to return to DC. Trump wanted him to take a commercial flight back, but the FBI stood behind Comey and said no. FBI directors get 10-year terms, and Comey was only in his fourth year and was nominated by President Obama. Comey was a registered Republican. After firing Comey, Trump welcomed Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and Ambassador Sergey Kislyak, a key figure in earlier Russian controversies. There are photos, just Google it. Trump then interviewed with Lester Holt, who said he was going to fire Comey without any recommendations.
But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story.
Many thought Trump had confessed to obstruction of justice to Holt, that it even made a skit on SNL with Kenan Thompson. Comey would later testify in front of Congress and would famously be quoted, "Lordy, I hope there are tapes," when talking about the dinner with Trump because of the two different narratives. Trump's narrative kept changing, even when he interviewed with Mark Levin.
If I didn't fire Comey, they were looking to take down the president of the United States. If I didn't fire him, and some people said he made a mistake when he fired Comey. And now those same people said it was the most incredible instinctual moves that they've ever seen.
Comey would later disappear and take time to reevaluate his life. He then popped up on Twitter and would share his new journey, which included writing books. He first wrote A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, which became a bestseller. He now writes crime novels. Today, he identifies as being with an unaffiliated political party. He believes more women should be in office and encourages people to vote. He is pro-LGBTQ+, and a Swiftie. Project 2025's pages 549 through 551 should be setting off alarm bells and go to DEFCON 5 at the FBI. It says, quote, "Revelations regarding the FBI's role in the Russian hoax of 2016, big tech collusion, and suppression of the Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020 strongly suggest that the FBI is completely out of control. They suggest the next conservative administration should direct the Attorney General to remove the FBI from the Deputy Attorney General's direct supervision within the department's organizational chart, and instead place it under the general supervision of the Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division and the supervision of the Assistant Attorney General for the National Security Division as applicable. This can be accomplished through a simple internal departmental reorganization and does not need to be approved by Congress. End quote. The important part is that it doesn't need to be approved by Congress. Project 2025 gives absolute power to the next conservative POTUS and says the FBI director shouldn't have term limits and be beholden to the Attorney General, who should be beholden to POTUS and his agenda. The FBI has always been an independent agency, and this would take their independence away and become POTUS's police force. Again, they would do this by circumventing Congress and controlling their budget. FBI, I hope you are listening because you are on the chopping block. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time when I discuss who wrote the white Christian nationalist Project 2025 and how they controlled the Trump administration, starting with his cabinet appointments. Please remember that in the first season, I dropped all of Project 2025's manifesto from the Heritage Foundation. You can go back and listen to each section and chapter that I had changed the text into audio so you can listen to it and choose the part that you are most interested in. I care about our country, and I hope you do too. Remember to vote November 5th.